I just have a really good idea before we got in here.
Oh, look at this. On the way.
Let's hear it.
College football game is coming out.
Wow.
And we should do a dynasty mode with everybody.
With the viewers.
Yes.
Right? Well, everybody get in there. We'll do a dynasty league. How will it work? I don't know how it works.
I don't know either. Because no. I think everybody has to play their game that week in order to progress to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's one person that just ruins it for
dedicated.
Everyone.
If there's like a, is there like a commissioner that can remove people if they're not active or whatever?
Yeah, I probably. Or maybe you can advance the week.
That would be
fun. Just auto
yeah,
and like
true.
Sim their
and
game for them.
It for them. That would be fun. Guys, let us know if you're interested.
Like
send
a
us
weekly.
A DM.
We
would start
on Xbox.
On
yeah.
Xbox.
You have to be on Xbox.
It's not cross platform, which is a bummer. So you got to be on Xbox. It'll start next week or the week after or something. Give us a DM. Let us know if you want to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
That would be pretty sick. And we could do it week to week. Mm-hmm. That keep everyone updated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to play your game by like Saturday at midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
If,
yeah.
If you don't, then we'll.
That's whenever
the next day.
Plan Saturday midnight.
Yeah, dude.
It's gonna be gosh, I'll be in an Xbox party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who? What teams are you guys going to start with?
Oh, gosh. I figured mine out. I'm going to be Rice, the Owls.
Really, an yep. Owls rebuild.
Yep.
If it's like an online dynasty, I would want to be a good team. You know.
Oh yeah, if we're playing with a bunch of people. Yeah, but for like my own.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to be rebuilding the Coastal Carolina Gamecocks.
Don't even know what that is.
That's I don't think that's their mascot.
South Carolina.
Coastal Carolina is the Warriors or something like that. Yeah,
Pirates?
Beautiful team.
No, that's like
that's ECU, East Carolina. Look up Coastal Carolina.
Football.
Chandeliers. The Chandeliers.
Chandeliers.
Oh wow.
What is it?
Actually?
No, I don't know. Oh, yeah, the Chanticleers. Sorry.
Chauncey the Chanticleer.
The Chanticleer.
Some kind of bird.
That's like their mascot. What is like their like that's like the name of their mascot. Is that the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers?
The Chanticleer.
No, that's the name of their mascot.
Chauncey. What is that?
They're
name?
The Chaunceys, I think. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, it's a music ensemble.
Oh, that's actually beautiful. I didn't even...
It's awesome. I just remember I had
look
a friend
at Coastal
in high
Carolina
school
football.
Who had a little like, he made a fake, well, it wasn't fake, but it was like a real page, like an Instagram page dedicated to like Rice football, like
what?
I mean, like he was like their biggest fan ever.
And they always lose.
It. Yeah, but he was like posting so much stuff about him.
I didn't
so
even know
funny.
That was a football team. Where are they at?
Houston.
Yeah.
Wow. So they got everybody in there.
Yeah, right here.
Coastal Carolina Chanticleers.
Wow, they got.
Just
seven
did, he did
posts.
It for like a couple weeks.
Oh, it's him. It's this kid. It's got 10 posts, 11 posts.
Yeah, it was my friend in high school.
Oh, actually.
Yes.
But he likes his team?
No, he doesn't. He just, like, I don't know why he picked Rice, but he just started, like...
I respect that, actually, a lot.
Posting a bunch of stuff. Brand new unofficial Rice CFB account will be posting regularly on and off season promoting the Kings of Conference USA. We're the most hated, but the most headed straight to the top in 2019. Let's go, Owls.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Owls. Wow.
Dang.
Did they actually play Texas?
Predictions for every game, too.
Man, he really went in for it.
Yeah.
The Longhorns.
Hashtag Texas Longhorns might win this one.
What's the...
No, you will not.
The comment. L-L-L.
Go down.
Go down. Scroll down.
I think he's saying Texas Longhorns might win this one. Definitely
it will
close,
definitely
but we
be
honestly
close.
Will probably lose this game too. Baylor is an easy W.
Easy W.
Next season we'll be able to mop the floor with Gaylor.
Scroll down, though. Scroll down. What's it say in the comment?
It's a UTEP football.
Oh, I think that was his. I think that was his brother Todd.
Maybe
that's
they were trying to create two
hilarious.
Unofficial accounts for
yeah,
these other teams.
I think
to
so.
See who could
obscure
get more.
College football team fan page beef.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, this looks right because he was. Yeah, he added Rice CFB. Yeah, that was his brother Todd.
That's pretty funny.
Huh.
Funny.
Good for them.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina is.
But just to
with.
Pay homage. I mean, oh, yeah, because that's like the football emoji.
That's their new, that's CFB. Rice's new logo. You didn't know
really?
That?
Is that the Ducks? In the second post?
No, but they must have.
They stole.
Like, just copied.
The Owls, yeah, they have.
They stole the
wings. So you're going with Rice?
Yeah.
I don't like their jerseys that much. Coastal Carolina has sick jerseys, which is nice.
Really?
Yeah, look them up on Instagram. Oh, that's their jerseys there. Looks like the Jaguars alternate uniforms.
Oh, those are cool. Nice little turquoise.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That field is horrendous.
That's crazy. Terrible. I don't think that's their field. That might be their field, actually.
That's definitely.
I don't know who else that is. Could be.
Boise has a dark blue field.
Yeah, remember? That's crazy, dude.
That's so terrible.
Right. Incredible.
Those are cool.
This is Sean's son is playing for these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah. Gavin, who's your rebuild?
Oh, I have no idea.
Whatever, dude. Are you going to play?
I'll play with the Dynasty, but I'm picking the Ducks.
Oh, wow.
Gavin.
For the Dynasty. You said you got to have a good team, and I'll pick the Ducks.
Well, no. If we're doing the online one, none of us should be the Ducks.
Why?
If we're doing the online one with the listeners,
because
we'll do like a draft. We'll do like a draft. Okay. Yeah, hey, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a draft. Once we get everyone that's playing, we'll do a draft.
Okay.
You get an order which you can pick your team.
Okay.
Perfect.
I don't want the Ducks.
I'll be the commissioner, so I'll just set the draft order.
Put names in a hat or something.
Dang, I gotta buy the game.
Buy a new Xbox.
Buy a new Xbox so it can run it.
Can it play it? Can it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the S?
Your Xbox, yes. Can.
You have the Series S?
The new one.
Cool, sweet, okay. Gosh, so excited.
Since last time we recorded, we had the 4th of July.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no
we
way.
Yes, we recorded before we left.
Yeah, because you were gone.
Dang.
But didn't get to light any fireworks. Kind of disappointing.
Watched
a sad
them.
Year. Watched them. Watched some big fireworks. Fireworks. Fireworks explode Playwoods. In
he
the
has
air.
Ease of an eagle, you guys. Yeah. Gavin said this hilarious thing this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, tell him that story real quick. 4th of July was kind of whatever. It was fun going back to Oregon. I'll tell you.
Oh, you were in Oregon. Nice. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We missed the parade, which was unfortunate. I feel like that's more the fun part for me.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many cool cars and all this stuff that goes through.
So many loud noises.
Yeah, and you see so many people.
Is that like super low? Because last time it was like right at the top of my head.
It's a little bit higher than... Where do you want it? Your face dead center?
I want my face like dead center. Right. Maybe even like higher than that. Because last time in our video, I'm like at the very top of the screen and you guys are way down here.
Okay, that's actually good. Funny.
It's your hilarious. Face is in the middle.
You're pretty centrical now.
Cool. Yeah, your hair is really...
Tall,
symmetrical,
boxy.
Oh man, you put the box
face,
put a box on top of your head, and then just kind of like smooth it down. Take a trowel and like smooth it out like it's concrete. Just like make it smooth on top.
Oh yeah,
it's really nice. It's a cool look, Park.
Thank you.
But yeah, we went to Oregon.
My last visit to see Mariah before she moves here.
Wow,
it is almost the end of an era.
Amen. She,
thank God,
moves here. What 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
My goodness. Are you so excited?
I'm so excited.
Are you so afraid?
I'm so excited.
Oh, he's so excited. That's really good, Parker. So exciting for you.
Thank you.
Wow, look at that. Look at all these teams.
Parker, oh, you could be the New Mexico Lobos.
Oh.
That's like Longview. I thought about going with this Northern Texas, whatever.
Marshall? What is that?
That one?
I've never seen it in my
life.
Or
SMU, maybe.
That's SMU, yeah.
I might pick there. Alabama, just, you know, kind of a no-name team.
Yeah. It's kind of an obscure.
It could be Troy, maybe.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
That's a funny one.
What is the Washington on Alaska? The W looks exactly like the Huskies.
Yeah, what the heck? Oh, that's like what teams are closest?
Most popular
the
closest, or, oh,
either most popular or closest.
Wow, really, Washington.
I don't know if it's closest. Maybe like whatever is like that. Counties.
I would say that's closest to Alaska because it's right there, and Alaska's right there.
Man, I'm excited for college football to start back up. We played spike ball. Christian's parents are out of town, so that means we could.
You know what that means? Oh,
put that away.
Dang it! That's so embarrassing. That's
pretty embarrassing. That's pretty foul.
That would be embarrassed.
Played spike ball in the living room, just like we did when we first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Move all the furniture out of the way. Just ball it up.
Really fun time for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then it was shattered. We call him Big Body Isaiah. He landed on the net and it split at all the joints.
Yeah. Broke in like three different places.
Spots, yeah.
Completely shattered. It was in shambles on the floor. So we had to go buy a new one.
Everybody's crying.
Oh, what are we going to do? Guys, don't worry.
Academy Sports.
Open till 9. 15 minutes. Luckily, it was like 7 minutes away. So we gunned it down there, got inside. Oh, found the spike ball net. Boom. Sign right above the spike ball net. This is buy right on two. On the spike ball nets, it said buy two, get one free. 50% right off. There. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one 50% off. How good of a deal is that? You're like, you know what? Let's dang buy two of them, obviously, because we don't want another one to get shattered. So,
they're 100 bucks. They're not cheap.
100 bones. Expensive. It's 100. Took him up to the front counter. Bang, boom. Started checking out. Going to be $200. That's what she said. Yeah. Actually, ma'am.
Wait, no, that can't be right. It was buying 50% off. Oh, let me go see the coupons. Mm-hmm. Beep, 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 beep.
Mm. Ooh. I don't see it. Parker Bryson, run to the back. Take a picture. So they do.
Can you show me where it says that? Yes, we can.
Yes, I will. Ma'am. Boom. Ran boom. So fast.
Takes
back
off.
Take a picture.
Very fast back to take a picture. The manager comes over, whispers in this cashier's ear as they're running back.
Sweet nothings.
He says, whatever they do, don't give them the discount. I don't care what they show you. Don't give them the discount. That's what he said. I watched him say
it. He's not a very good whisperer because we did hear
it. We did hear him.
Me and Christian heard him say it.
And,
I heard him in the back of the store.
He also, right at 9 o'clock, yells at the people by the door. Lock the doors!
Lock the gates!
Lock them down! They're coming! And I said to the cashier lady, oh no, we're stuck. She's like, oh no, they'll let you out. I was like, no, I'm just kidding.
I don't really know what his race or ethnicity was. He looked like he was like an elf kind of.
Oh, elvish.
Kind of weird, kind of shaped. And
probably from Middle Earth.
Something like that.
Or the North Pole.
So I don't know if he had some kind of powers when he yelled. I did feel the ground shake a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was unfortunate. It was really mean. I started crying.
We went up there. We showed her the picture. She's like, yeah.
It does say that, doesn't it?
But...
Sorry.
Nothing we can do.
Like,
it says it right there. It's your own sign. And there was another cashier that was like, they're trying to trick you. These guys aren't honest.
Yeah, oh, man. That,
and Gavin.
I thought he was joking around at first.
At the end, he kept talking. Right after you said, he's like, oh, I'm just joking.
No, he didn't.
At the very,
after
very
I
end.
Said, don't question but you're my like, integrity.
We are not tricking her. Do not question my integrity.
So now he's crying. The cashier lady was very nice.
Yeah, she was really nice.
She just was caught in the crossfire.
Really, she was.
So anyways, we left with one spike ball net like a bunch of idiots. And played spike ball the rest of the night. It was awesome. Then we played last night too for like 4 hours.
But then what do we find the next day?
Price is effective June 28th through July 7th.
And it was later than July 7th that
we went to. Right in our face the whole time.
But they could have... If they were better at their job, they would see, oh, yeah, well, you had that promotion going.
Also, they would have taken it down.
Yeah, or take it down.
At Jerry's, where I worked in Oregon, if there was still a sticker up like that, they would honor the discount. It's their fault. Should have taken it down.
Sorry. It says misled us. Don't mislead me.
Every Friday is when the prices change, Friday evening, so that they're reset for the next Saturday. So every Friday night, you work super late to make sure everything looks nice, everything's restocked,
right,
and that everything has the right pricing and sale. And if a sale ends, you go remove that sticker.
You remove that sticker right now.
If you accidentally leave it on there, the customer gets it for that price, and then you go fix it.
Coming out of your paycheck.
You're not fired.
Fired.
You are executed.
But you honor them.
One demerit.
Tell the customer they're wrong.
Oh, I have a fun segment for us, you guys. This is something I've been thinking about for a while.
Mr. Academy and let him know.
Yeah,
it was really unacceptable, if I'm being completely honest.
It was really disrespectful.
We're going to draft. We have a draft. This is a blind draft. So an option pops up on the screen, and we place it 1 through 10 without seeing the other options. Should we each do our own, or should we do a collective? Collective, probably.
Collective, yeah.
All right, I'll start.
I'll do this with Mariah sometimes.
And the category is things. Things. Mm-hmm. So just kind of, it's going to say a thing. You rank it 1 through 10.
Like atomic bomb.
Yeah, atomic bomb.
Number one.
Chicken nuggets, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. What is it doing here? What do we got? All right, ready?
Is it all nouns or just things?
Which is the best thing? Just things. All right, number one. Let's see.
Gives us stuff.
Yeah, it'll give us one.
Something. And then we give it a spot 1 through 10.
Gotcha.
One second, I got to figure out how to do this. Can you edit all this out?
Yep.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Editing right now. Make a personal note. Edit this out. 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's on my face. I see how it works. All right. Dang, bro. That's so annoying that it does it every time. Ready?
If you can just turn the volume down.
What?
On your phone?
Yeah, I turned. Oh. All right, dude. It's cool. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're all set. Top 10 things. All right, it's generating.
I don't know what's going if I can't
hear
anything.
Sewage, number one.
Sewage.
I'm going to say 8.
Yeah, yeah. Eight. I don't want to lock that in at number 10 because what if it's like sewer rats or something?
Yeah. Yeah, 8.
That's worse. 8 is sewage.
All right, next one. Cows?
3.
That's yeah.
That's a, I would say
that's
4.
That's a strong okay. 3.
There might 4. Be something like sunshine or whatever. Beautiful rainbows, views.
Beautiful views and gasoline.
You think 3 or 4?
4.
4.
They're important.
All right, next.
I love cows.
Bed cushions.
Bed cushions? What cushions, is a bed cushion?
Like pillows, I guess. 5?
9? I kind of like prefer sewage.
Really?
I don't know.
Over bed cushions?
Maybe
I
would say 7.
7?
7? Really? It's not that bad. What if dang
6.
Nuclear weapons? iPhones? 10, bro.
What?
You don't like iPhones?
6? They're important, but it's like also killing everybody. 6?
6.
5?
Nah, pillows are 5, aren't they?
No, pillows are 7.
Oh, okay.
Parker's not a big pillows 6. Guy, so he influenced the vote a little bit. I'm going to go 6.
iPhone for 6?
Yeah. Casual days, like don't wear your uniform. You can go in there and you can wear whatever you want.
9.
I don't even care about that much.
Casual day.
Safety first. Oh, remaining safe.
Number 10. 1.
Remaining safe, 10 and yeah. 1. It's 1 is best.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Remaining safe.
3. Let's give it
I
a
like
3.
Danger. Come
a solid
on.
3, I think.
Yeah.
Remaining safe.
Fine.
All right, next one. Immigration, 5.
10.
I mean, fine. Yeah. I think immigration is like whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like some people can do it and it's good. Some people do it and it's bad. It's in itself kind of neutral. You know what I'm 5. Saying?
That's a good middle.
Solid 5.
I prefer iPhones though.
Over immigration?
Yeah.
Too bad.
I wish iPhones. I could.
Landfill 10 probably.
Yeah.
Dang, we only have one. We only have 1 and 2 left. It better be dang the most beautiful thing. Zoos. That's actually solid.
Number 2.
Zoos? Number 2. Zoos.
Oh.
Like the zoo, going
number
to the zoo.
Two.
That's actually sick.
What's number 1?
Number 1, pole vault.
Oh.
You know what? I'm a fan of
we
that,
love
actually.
Pole vault.
Kind of fun.
It's pretty cool.
All right. So we have pole vault, then zoos, remaining safe, cows,
right
immigration. Oh, you've got it pulled up. Immigration is number 5. iPhone's number 6. Bed pillows are 7. Sewage is 8. Casual day is 9. 10 is landfill. Which
man.
Honestly, that's pretty good for sewage and landfill.
I think sewage and casual day could have switched.
Starting off with sewage, I thought it was going to be a lot of bad stuff, so I just didn't want to put it at number 10.
Right. Should have been number 10.
Can we do another one?
Well, you want to restart? But yeah.
Do they have something other than a category of things?
I really like
they do.
The things.
Let's do one more thing.
Okay.
We'll do a new one here.
Honestly, I don't think I'd change anything about that.
That was pretty good. I was actually pretty impressed with that. All right. Number 1 is conservatives. Where are we putting conservatives?
Number 1.
The conservatives is all it says.
The conservatives. Okay.
4?
4.
Wow.
Right?
Park,
some of
know.
Them are nice.
It could
some
be
of
dang
them are.
Paradise.
I bet you guys. What's with you in paradise? I bet you were happy about what happened.
Big paradise
yesterday.
Guy. All right. Religion. Like, I don't know.
It's not Christianity.
Very
it's just
complex.
Religion.
Just religion.
Let's put it at 3 maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Next.
Man, they might get us canceled.
Saxophone, shoot.
Oh,
that's a solid 4.
Saxophone, bro.
Dang it. It's either 2 or 5.
5.
5.
There must be some great things coming up. We're filling up that top spot. Hole. Just H-O-L-E, holes.
Hole. I really like that. I love them.
Pretty cool.
7?
Yeah.
It's not going 2.
I mean, it might.
7?
Yeah.
7 or 6?
7.
7.
Okay. All right. The Royals, Royal Family.
10.
Eight, 10,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about 9 in case we have like suffering or something?
Okay. Yeah, honestly, suffering might be better than the Royal Family.
Wheat.
That's a
6 or
that's
2.
That's a 6. That's a 6.
Yeah. All right, 6.
Oh, man. This
gosh, we have 1, 2, 8, and 9 left. Pole vault, 8.
Yeah, get pole vault.
Put it in its rightful spot. Why why do we get pole vault twice?
Mr. Beast.
Oh.
10.
Number 2.
2?
2.
I think 2. All right, we have 1 in 10 left. An end to famine. Oh, that's pretty good.
The end to famine?
An end,
number 1.
End of hunger?
Perfect.
All right, there's got to be 10. People who call it soccer. All right, bunch of dang foreign.
Yeah, they are
bunch
the
of British.
Worst. Soccer.
People call it soccer.
Not football. Bunch of
soccer calling dumb people. Americans.
All right, we have ending famine, Mr. Beast, religion, conservatives, saxophone. That's a strong top five.
Wheat.
Wheat, holes, pole vault, royals, and soccer calling people. Americans, we call
wheat
them.
Wheat holes.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Man, you guys, we are good at this thing.
This is actually pretty solid.
What other, like...
We're dialed in.
Categories are there?
You want to let me find some? You might have to edit some out
football
again.
Teams?
Ooh.
Okay, number one, Oregon Ducks.
This is the funnest.
Number two, Oregon Ducks. Number three, Oregon
have
Ducks.
Have ChatGPT create one.
Okay.
I wonder if anyone likes it, though.
What? This thing?
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
Yes, okay.
Because people are like, what? That's like crazy, but that's I would like, also put it like...
That's a crazy, but I would totally put that as number six, too. Yes. That's awesome. I love
it's
wheat
how you can
in
relate to
spot.
People, Parker, that are so famous.
Yeah. Guys,
oh, we have Pokemon,
I don't have any money. I'm just
NBA
like you.
Players.
I'm just like that, you.
Am I doing it right?
Yeah, you're doing it right.
NFL teams.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, NFL teams, yes.
Oh, I saw one that the Cardinals did with Kyler Murray where he had to place like a school in each category, like a college.
In each category,
it was like
what?
Football, academics, oh, basketball, yeah. Cool. Parties, whatever.
Because he went to so many colleges?
No, movies. But just to like rank them. He went to Oklahoma, I think.
Yeah.
And he had to give Texas the
he
football
for the Cardinals,
spot.
Yeah?
Yeah, he plays for them still.
Oh.
He was just hurt.
For a while.
A couple seasons, I think.
NFL teams?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will that be enjoyable for the general public?
Yes, no. You guys. Football teams,
guys,
come on.
You love it.
We'll do it. It'll be real quick.
They're mostly having to do with sports.
I got a good story if we want to just jump to that out of this.
Yeah, sure. We'll
Maybe
come
we
back.
Save
we can
some
revisit
ones.
This.
For next time.
Okay.
Not next time, but later in the episode.
Okay.
Oh, movies.
Oh, we'll do that
yeah.
one after.
Yeah, yeah,
save
yeah.
that. So on Friday, I got to go to an Air Force retirement ceremony. Okay. We have.
They're this, done. This Air Force
guy,
is over.
He's a colonel. So one of our friends out here. They're moving to Longview since he's retiring, but they live, Barksdale Air Force Base, which is in Shreveport, Louisiana, about an hour from us.
It's in Bozier City, but all right.
Bozier City.
Nice try,
yeah, but
nice
Shreveport
try.
Is more, people know that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty close to that also. But went to Barksdale Air Force Base, which I've been there before. Went to visit them a couple of times, have dinner. They go to our church. They're involved at our church here. But also went for an air show. That was super fun. That was the first March we were here. Mm-hmm. We got to go to the air show.
On
massive
birthday.
Base. Barksdale Air Force Base is known for the B-52 bomber. Parker, I sent you some pictures. It's that bad boy right there.
Boom, you take that, Gav?
I did, actually.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
Did you get to shoot any bombs?
I did not. But they hold, just when they're fully loaded with fuel alone, 290,000 pounds of fuel in that bad boy. So that's Dang. In the top, that's in the all the way in the wings, everything. 290,000 pounds of fuel.
Holy moly.
Those are all the ordnances that they can hold. So bombs, they have a bomb bay on
Don't
the inside.
Don't be saying these big words for ammo.
bombs on the wings.
They have bomb bay.
All this stuff.
Isn't that India?
Bomb bay?
It's from Black Panther.
Bomb bay. Yeah.
E-bomb bay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they have been around since, I believe, the 1950s, maybe late 1940s. It might be 1952. It might be why they call it the B-52. I can't
Ooh,
totally
that makes sense.
Remember. But they will be the longest used aircraft in the Air Force. So
wow.
They will retire them in 2050 is what they plan to do.
They got some new generation coming out?
Yeah, they've been working on quite a few. But these guys have been sent all around the world. Like the ones that are still flying today are ones that have been built from
are they unmanned?
The 1950s. Huh?
Are they unmanned?
No, they're manned.
No, they're
oh,
manned.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so they're
the
kind of like a drone.
Predator drone.
We got to actually, first thing, Isaiah and I left here at 5:45.
You flew there?
We drove there.
That was like on the way to Bozier.
Yeah, we did get to go and check out the inside, the cockpit. You can check them out at the air show, but they're stripped of all their instruments and everything. So
that
inside
is
completely empty. So see all the dials and whatnot, the little screens there, Parker, mm-hmm. on the right and left.
Yeah.
The new F-16s, F-22, Raptors.
Oh, it's
all
a
those
little
planes
airplane right there.
Are basically just one big electronic screen. But these B-52s still use old technology. Those are all steam-powered gauges.
Yo.
No electronics. Steam. Controlling every single one of those gauges. Keeping them all regulated and whatnot. Two guys flying in there. You go down this little ladder. And then there's two what they call WISOs, which is weapon system that operators.
Official.
These are the only guys that see out of the plane while flying. The WISOs are directly below them where they're sitting. They just have screens in front of them and a bunch of gauges and switches. They are operating all the weapons on the
board. That's where you see like those infrared videos of like...
Yeah.
Target eliminated.
Boom. All that stuff. They got all that on there. And then there's guys behind them that run the defense of the plane. Two guys sitting there. And they usually run with 8 crew members. Okay?
Okay.
So, Josh, we got to check this out, walk around the plane. Their pilots, the guy that's talking to us in this live video is one of the pilots for this B-52.
So the pilots eating Cheetos by chance?
That's just the screen. It's not on right now.
What's the streak here?
Just that's Isaiah.
Is that that's not the ops?
So this guy is probably my age, maybe. I don't know. He was very young. But he's been flying for about 2 years on Monday. So tomorrow he will do a test flight, which they fly these every single day.
Really?
Yeah, like there's B-52s taking off constantly at that base.
That's crazy. Doing
drills and stuff. He doesn't fly every single day, but he'll fly at least once a week. But on Monday, he's flying all the way to New York to do some bombing drills.
Oh my gosh. So New York, take cover.
Watch out, everybody.
All of our listeners in New York, seriously.
But these things are insane.
Wait, Friday?
Monday.
That one's called Cajun Fear.
There's no time to alert the listeners. Oh,
we're so sorry, New York.
But they'll do test runs and all that stuff. And one of the other guys we talked to was the WISO, so weapon system.
Now, can these guys,
fly anything.
I was going to ask a stupid question, and I'm going to hold it.
So can these guys go underwater? Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I was going to ask about nukes. Which guys are going to launch nukes at people? These guys aren't going to drop, like, nuclear bombs.
They could if they had to. They, I'll tell you the story. So we also, after this, had three briefings. So Josh set up these different people that he worked with. So Josh was a JAG, so he's a lawyer
this
for the Air Force.
This wasn't his retirement. He was like a front for a military recruiting event.
He's like, that's all the air shows. There was so much like recruitment happening. Yeah, but it's just like cool.
I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, it gets everyone hyped.
They had all these military vehicles out there during the air show. That was pretty sick.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you zoom in on that shield? Mm-hmm. What is scroll down. What does libertatum defendimus mean?
I don't know exactly, but they have a bunch of different badges.
Greek for liberate and defend?
Probably. So he had set up 3 different briefings.
Latin.
He had a A2 guy, which is intelligence and something else. But he does all the intel side of... this department for the Air Force that was the first briefing. So he told us just kind of threats that the U.S. is dealing with
right now. What are they? What's the biggest one?
China and Russia.
Oh, Russia? Libertatum Defendimus is the motto of the 2nd Bomb Wing, part of Air Force Global Strike Command, the 8th Air Force. Their motto means "Liberty we defend till death and destruction." Oh no, the original motto was "Death and destruction."
That's sick.
It's kind of hard, actually. Now it's defending liberty or whatever, but we should go back to what it was.
Death and destruction.
So this is the 8th Air Force.
We've lost our way.
Yeah, that's what Barksdale is known for.
Death and destruction?
It's for the 8th Air Force.
Oh, okay.
And they have...
is Russia really that bad?
What was the...
Parker, you have no idea.
The Air Force you should have seen Global Strike Command. Is on there. That's where Josh worked, was in that building.
Okay.
Air Force Global Strike Command.
Dang.
There.
That's so sick.
That's so interesting.
Dude, it was crazy. So they each hadn't gave an hour to talk, but they let us ask a bunch of questions. Obviously, if anything was classified, they say, "I can neither confirm nor deny," that's classified.
Or they'd tell you and then they'd take you to the back.
Yeah.
Who really wants to know really bad?
Yeah.
All right, come back into this room.
It's a secret room.
They wouldn't come back. They just had too much knowledge. They were just so excited.
Too powerful.
Stay back there.
They were so excited they had to run out and share the word. They ran away. They're not coming back out here with you guys. You're and too then dumb.
The second lady that shared was also an attorney for the Air Force, so worked with Josh.
Isn't that what Josh does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hey, then the last
guy. What's he have
guy,
to do? Like,
to be
go into a courtroom. We dropped those bombs, and it was the right choice.
But it wasn't that bad.
But it wasn't that bad.
So he did two tours overseas where he was basically, he was with other colonels or other generals and as their legal advisor. So if they were saying, okay, this is our strategy, this is what we want to do, Josh would say, okay, in war, these terms, this is what you can and can't do. This is war crimes. This is what you can't do.
Implications of these actions.
Yes.
Yo!
That's so
sick.
Isn't
that crazy?
I didn't know he was
thought he was just like
dude, he is high
sitting there
up,
like,
he's very high up.
Oh my gosh.
He's a colonel, which
makes
like
me
want to
be so important.
Rank.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And
so
he's retiring.
Colonel, there's brigadier general, and then there's something else general. There's 2-star general, 1-star generals.
Gosh.
And
we should go to the Air Force.
During his retirement ceremony, one of the brigadier generals that Josh worked with before, so now he was doing his ceremony, the brigadier general was, and I think there's 20 of them in the U.S. or in the world that are in the Air Force. There's 20 of brigadier generals that are in charge of the Air Force.
Wow.
And then there's 2-star general, 2-star general, 1-star general, and those are guys, like, those are the top guys in the Air Force.
Right.
I believe. Sorry if I'm wrong, but... From what I know, from my limited knowledge
out there, if we're getting it wrong, tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
Bro, that's crazy.
But then the third guy.
This is a war crime. Do not drop mustard gas on these
villages. Josh isn't like always scared, like paranoid.
He is the most humble.
He just won't show it to us.
Yeah, that's true. But he must know so many things. And if he's like, we're fine.
After going to those briefings and stuff, like the U.S., like I already love America.
I love it.
But dude, we can kick some serious butt. Oh, so yeah. She, the attorney.
Oh, yeah. What was the third?
The third guy was a good friend of Josh, and he flew on B-52s as a, I don't think he was the weapon system operator. I think he was maybe the defense guy. But he shared one of his stories, which I'll share here in a second.
Dang it.
But
say it now.
The lady who was
the
attorney was talking about like what B-52s, what our job is, that it's talking about, we make our enemies
poop their pants and
that's actually hard.
blind and deafen our enemies, and then something else.
Dang it.
But
somebody look it up.
She talked through, so when all these things happen in where, you know, Ukraine, in Russia, so the Soviet Union back in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Soviet Union was a part of Ukraine and other countries. Hold on second part. And Ukraine has wanted freedom and liberty from Russia to become their own country, not in the Soviet Union.
Okay. Yeah.
And so right now where Putin is attacking Ukraine is because he wants, oh, we're going to save you, Ukraine, is basically what he's trying to convey, but he's really not.
They're
attacking Ukraine because they want them. They want to regain the Soviet Union. They want to be strong again and say, oh, we can take care of these countries.
Is that why they went in Afghanistan, though?
Yes.
I'm going to put a pin in
the story that I'll share with you.
Pin in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. I'll come back to it later because I have to share this documentary I watched. It's incredible. Anyways.
Okay. What were you going to show us?
Trying to find the motto. I don't think we can.
It'll be too difficult. So this guy, this last guy that shares with us, also another thing about the B-52. What the lady was saying is that every time there's a conflict, like in Ukraine, where Russia would attack, and the U.S. is supporting Ukraine, if some country is like stepping out of line, basically the U.S. we govern the free world. Other countries rely on us to help cover them. In the B-52, other countries have seen what we can do with it, the bombs, how many bombs
we've
we can
seen
carry.
War. We don't want war.
And
but if you want war,
the devastation that B-52s cause and what they can do. So anytime there's conflict like that,
they just fly.
The U.S. will send a B-52 to fly next to that country, not into their airspace, but will fly by in Ukraine next to Russia to kind of show them, like, okay, this you just did this. But we flew our B-52 over here just to show you how fast we can get over here and what we can do if you step across the line.
Oh, yeah. A little show of power.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we fly B-52s into an airspace just to show the enemy. Like, we were over in the U.S., but we got here in just a couple hours because if you cross the line, like, the U.S. is here and we're gonna take you out. Oh, yeah. So like the B-52 has been around for almost 100 years flying in the air.
That's crazy.
And that it is crazy. Anywhere at any time. That was like
if it's
part
that
of the
scary
motto.
Now with all of our modern weapons systems and everything, yeah. Imagine how scary it was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
When it was just like, dang. Oh, that's crazy.
There's a
is
movie.
That what dropped the bomb on Nagasaki and whatever?
No.
No.
That was something else. But because that was in 1945.
Oh, that was before they had the B-52.
That was before they had B-52s.
I thought you said these have been around 100
years ago.
No, in 2050, they'll have been around 100 years.
Oh,
they'll,
gotcha.
They'll have retired them.
In 2050. I will have been around 47 years.
Because they weren't expecting these bombers to be around this long. They were expecting maybe them needing to be replaced.
Yeah.
But like just the ingenuity, there's a movie that is out about it, but the B-52s... the U.S., it was during the war with Russia and how...
During the Cold War?
Yeah, during Sputnik, where Russia was sending into outer space and all this stuff was going on and U.S. needed to show their power. And so these four guys got together over 4 days, 3 or 4 days, and designed the B-52. Like, in just a couple days, these brilliant, brilliant... men for the U.S. like came together to design and create the B-52 so that the U.S. had something to show for and something to like come out and be like, hey, we're still here. We're still in the game.
Oh, yeah. It's our flagship.
But this guy, so he flew on a B-52. He was worked on the defense. There's usually an 8-man crew that runs a B-52. So this is in 1991, January 14th. This is Saddam Hussein is in Iraq. The U.S. has told him, you need to remove yourself from Iraq or we're going to step in and we're going to remove you. So these guys, there's a bunch of B-52s all set up getting ready to fly. They have 7 of them that they're getting ready to send over to Iraq if they have to, if Saddam doesn't remove himself and retreat.
Obey like a good boy.
And so... they're up super late at night, like waiting, kind of anticipating them getting sent out because on the 15th is when he's supposed to be gone. And so they're up super late. He said, they're like, we're playing poker. We're watching TV, just kind of excited, ready to go. We stay up super late. We go to bed, wake up on the 15th. Nothing's happened. We're all just hanging out. We're working, waiting for something to happen. Up super late again, playing poker, hanging out, watching TV, just kind of waiting to get the call. They don't. So they go to bed at like 11 midnight. And then on January 16th at 3 a.m., he's woken up with a flashlight in his eyes, says, get the planes ready. We're going to go. It's time to go. So this was, all these guys were based out of Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana.
Yeah.
This is all unclassified information now. It's all in their museum as well. But he... and his crew of 8 guys, they get ready to go fly over to Iraq to drop some bombs to take out telecommunication powers,
on everybody.
Towers, take out just different reinforcement stuff that they have. I sent you a picture of Parker that explains
that
everything.
The squirrel mission?
Yeah, so the mission's called Secret Squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
The real name of it is Senior Surprise, but... when they were talking about it in public, they would call it secret squirrel so that people didn't know exactly what was going on. But what they were doing
is... Senior Surprise?
That was just the name of the mission. That's what it was classified under.
But why could they say Secret Squirrel?
That's just the name they gave it so that they could just talk about... they're like something Secret Squirrel, whatever.
Oh.
So they didn't have, nobody could ever know the name of it. But there are 7 B-52s. If you scroll down, you see the crew members... all the bodies on the screen right there. See how one of them has 9?
Yeah.
So there was all the planes, they're getting ready at 3 a.m. on the 16th. And there's one guy, you know, out in there, they're out in a truck on the runway getting ready. They're running the computers, talking with the towers. And there's another dude in there with them. And he's working with them. And the guy in charge, one of the colonels or something, whatever his position or rank was, he says, do you want to fly with them? And the guy's like, what? He's like, do you want to go fly with him on this mission? He's like, yeah. He's like, go ask, go. And so he wasn't supposed to be on there, but he's like, he got permission to go ask the crews to see if he could fly with them. He goes to one plane. They say, no, we're full. Like, we got too many people in here already. No, you can't fly with us. He goes to ask another crew, and they're like, no, you can't fly with us either. Third crew he asked lets him on. So that's where there's
crew
nine guys on there. So the mission was to fly from the U.S. This was top secret classified information. So nobody could know about it. Nobody knew they were flying out. So their wives or their girlfriends like didn't know anything about it. They couldn't know anything about it for over a year, even after the mission. So they fly. They're taking off. One B-52, three, four, five, six, seven. The seventh plane, which is the crew that this guy was on, that's Trey, who's telling us the story. His plane, 3 minutes after takeoff, they lose engine seven. There's eight engines on these planes. So they don't tell anybody. They don't radio it in. They get up to flying altitude, which they can fly at 35,000 feet. So they're pretty high up there. Regular planes fly about 30,000. So they're up there. They're up in the sky. They're flying. They don't tell anybody. They're like, if we radio and tell them, they're going to tell us to turn around and ground it. And we want to go. So they wait until they're a couple, like they're probably thousands of miles out into the ocean now. And they're getting ready to refuel because it takes so much for them to get across there. They don't land. They refuel in air. So there's tankers, two tanker planes per B-52. So to refuel it completely, one tanker comes in, locks in, refuels it. Another one comes in, locks in, refuels it.
Bro.
In air. So they are getting called in. They're like, hey, how's everybody doing? His squad.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
You guys.
Yeah. Having fun?
How's everybody doing? Everything okay?
Getting anxious or getting close? About 30 minutes.
His squadron, they say, hey, we're doing all right. We lost engine seven, but everything's stable. We're doing fine. He's like, okay, keep going. Everybody, we're pushing through until we get to the next fuel depot. So they fuel up in midair once.
Doing great. One of them is just gone.
Yeah.
What?
Lost engine seven.
They have eight engines on those bad boys. Seven. So yeah. They're
doing
fine.
One, two,
three,
four, five, six, seven, eight.
They're flying. They go over these little islands, which is where they refuel the first time, and then zoom in on that, Parker, on the map.
That's Iceland right there.
Keep going. So during this time, because they didn't want to alert any other countries or let anybody know what was happening, the gap between Spain and Africa, they flew over the ocean right there, and that's where their second fuel depot was.
Mm.
So they got fueled up the second time right there. Then they fly down over the ocean and over the sea still, until they go over Iraq. They have 35 cruise missiles. So they're GPS monitored and
controlled
missiles that they launch. They hit their targets. They all had a few different targets. If you go down a little bit, it tells you exactly what their targets were.
Mm.
So, or to the left.
Go left. You just skipped it.
Right there.
CALCMs were launched against eight high-priority targets, including power generation and transmission facilities, also military communication relay sites.
So typically when they're launching these things, their accuracy in targets destroyed would be around 40 to 50%.
Hmm.
They destroyed 85 to 91% of their targets, so they obliterated them.
Oh, yeah.
They get there, they blow them up, they turn around, they start heading back. Everything is calculated to the T of how much fuel they're going to need, how long it's going to take them to get back, all of this.
That's why we need nerds.
On their way back, they were calculating super high headwinds of 90 knots. Okay, so it's like hitting them hard.
English, please.
I have no idea. I don't know what 90 knots is.
10 football fields worth of wind.
Wow.
But they're hitting 90 knot winds is what's expected. They end up hitting 130. So they are like they're burning through fuel like
getting
crazy.
Pounded.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
So they refuel another time. They refuel again over the islands that they first did. And they're on their way back. And one of the planes is just burning through way too much fuel. And they are going to be able to make it back to the U.S. and there's multiple Air Force bases along the coast. Mm. But because it's a classified top secret mission, they can't just land there because people are going to start asking questions.
Why do we have a random B-52 that's out of fuel and has no ammo left?
And also, why does Iraq have so much damage?
What's going on? Iraq explosions.
So they call in. They let them know we need another tanker. A tanker flies up out of another Air Force base on the coast, goes up, fuels up this B-52. They ask him, like, hey, what were you guys doing? Like, what are you coming back from the
ocean?
And they're like, oh, we're just running drills, is what they were told to tell him. So they just say, we're running drills. They get fueled up. They make it back to the base. Cool. At one point, or at multiple points, they were all down to 30 minutes of fly time left in fuel.
How far away were they?
They were waiting. They were midair waiting for their tankers to come meet them. Overall, it took 38 tanker planes to fill up all these B-52s four times.
And this is on their way back, they had headwind?
This is on their way back.
Yeah.
And so the mission total, they were in the air for 35 plus hours straight.
Dang, dude.
And
whatever happened to Bin Laden or whatever his name?
Saddam.
Oh.
I think they ended up retreating, but this was the beginning.
He died in a hole or something like that.
This was the beginning of Desert Storm.
Dogs.
Oh, yeah. This was Operation Desert Storm that nobody knew about until a year later. So when they got back home and everything, their spouse or their girlfriends, all they could say is, we were busy. Because he had multiple phone calls from his girlfriend.
He had multiple girlfriends all asking him what was going on.
Which ended up being his wife. He's married to her. But it was his girlfriend at the time, because she would call him and they would meet up for lunch on base and whatnot. But when she called, the base picked up and was like, oh, no, he's not here right now. And she's like, okay, could you just give him a message? They're like, no, he's not here. He left. Like, he's gone.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, okay. His dad had called him multiple times, like just checking in on him and stuff. But he just had to tell him, you know, we were busy. We were doing stuff. And for a year. And then exactly 1 year later, they brought in their family members and spouses, and they had an award ceremony and gave them these medals and had declassified that mission by now. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, when it all took place, nobody knew what was happening.
Imagine the boys manning a B-52.
Yeah.
We'll let whoever fly it. We just want to be down there in the pit.
Boys,
just
52.
The infrared. Just
apparently until just a few years ago or so, the United States had a B-52 in the air for 30 years straight.
Okay. That's a little bit much.
We never had
constantly having
there was a B-52 in the air at all times.
For the last 30 years.
For the last 30 years.
What?
One was taking off, one was landing, but they always had a B-52.
Oh, I thought you meant the same one.
Not the same one.
Like, wow.
One flying around.
No, they would switch stations. Them off and stuff.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was a pretty amazing story. Dang. I know I'm definitely missing details. But
what happened to, I don't know, some chick you were talking about?
What?
I don't know.
The attorney?
Yeah.
Oh, she was just, she shared a different portion of they do at Barksdale.
So the guy you talked to was the ninth guy?
No, he was on another.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But, the pilot and the weapon systems operator that we got to talk to out by the plane was saying, there are no toilets. You can't take a poop when you're on the plane. you can pee, but that's it.
Where do you go pee? On the floor?
I don't know. Some tube?
Oh, pee tube.
Oh, pee tube.
And
that'd suck if you're just hanging out.
But the toilet, he said that they give you pills to like clog you up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice. What I'm talking about.
And he also said that now, I don't know if they did it back then, they probably did, but if you got long flights like this was 36 hours straight of just these eight guys flying.
There are beds on there?
There's one small bunk that's like this much clearance in this wide.
Oh, yeah.
It's right up by the cockpit. And they had this one deal in the center, he said, that it was kind of just didn't really do anything, so they took it out and they went and bought a lawn chair from Walmart and set it in there so they'd have a place to sit and to sleep. They had they hung up some hammocks in there too when guys needed to sleep and they switched off. But crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was pretty cool getting to check all that out.
Jeez.
Did you have to walk the whole thing?
We got to go underneath the bomb, but the only place to walk inside is where we went, the cockpit right there. And then down below where the Wizzo sat, and then the defense guys sat behind him.
Dang. So sick.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It is almost 6 o'clock. It is 5:58.
Yep.
It's our mom's birthday. We're going to go celebrate it. But hope you guys enjoyed those stories. Celebrate
good times. Come on.
You don't want to do one more draft?
One more draft, and then okay, we're we'll out.
All right, I have some categories we can choose from. You guys tell me what you think would be best, okay? We have, let's see. Annoying things about summer, right? Allergies, heat.
Yeah. So annoying.
White boys. White boys. It's just boys that are white. Oh. Just some kind of white boys, celebrities, whatever.
I like that one.
Comedy actors.
Oh,
Adam funny. Sandler, Kevin James, okay. That kind of thing. Lay's flavors.
Okay.
Of chips and movies.
Let's do...
your pick.
Let's do white boys.
Really? Over movies? Yeah, Parker. There's movies though, Parker.
Okay, let's do movies.
What about one of each?
One white boy, one movie.
White boys. All right, we'll start with white boys, obviously. I didn't mean anything by that. All right, ready? All right, first one. Cole Sprouse, I think, is what his name is.
Oh, that was yeah. Disney Channel guy.
Disney Channel boy.
Jack and Cody.
He's at like a 4 or 5.
Really?
Number five.
Yeah, you don't know if they're going to put like Hitler on here or something. Yeah. Five.
I didn't think about that.
Little white boy Hitler.
JJ from Outer Banks.
I don't know how to spell his last name.
I don't know his name either. You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Three. He's three a good boy.
Sure. Three.
He's kind of a bad boy.
Yeah, you know what?
But he's like, he had a rough upbringing.
No idea who this is.
Let's do movies.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like fun white boys.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like dang crazy boys or something.
What did you expect it to be?
I don't know, Gavin.
Like not celebrities, just like, or like celebrities, but like historical figures. Like George Washington.
George Washington, Napoleon.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Fight Club. Never seen it. Eight?
Never seen it.
Gavin, Fight Club?
It's good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Where is it? Five?
I put it in eight. There could be some really good movies.
Could be some great movies.
Could be some really bad movies.
All right. Next one. We have The Matrix.
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Good. Four?
Six?
Four is high.
Five? Let's split the difference. We'll go five. Next movie. Never saw that. I don't think you guys have seen it either. The next movie is... 12 Years a Slave.
Never saw it.
Never saw it either.
Sounds like a snooze fest.
No, yeah. Right? I put it at 9 just because you've never seen it.
Oh, yeah. I think I have heard of that one.
All right. Next one is Space Odyssey. What's up with all these old movies? Space Odyssey 10. 10.
So dumb.
Sorry.
So boring.
Better give us a good one.
Space.
Oh, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
This is a really good list.
6. I put it at 6. Oh, The Dark Knight. Wow.
That is good.
That's a good
Dark
movie.
Knight.
Dark two. Knight 2. Okay. Really? Parker, you sign off.
1.
I put it at number 1.
Right. There what might else? Be a gorgeous, breathtakingly good movie.
If they
what
have,
if we have to put like yeah. stupid movie as number 1?
What do you think?
Dark Knight's number
Fine.
1.
Dark Knight's
That's
number
a solid 1.
One.
I would be mad solid. Though if we get like, you know.
We're not going to get another good one.
Shutter Island.
If we get Shutter Island or
The Last Samurai?
Oh, 7.
So,
never seen it.
Oh. All right, this next
Samurai?
One.
Samurai? How do you spell it?
Spirited Samaria. Away. It's an anime movie, so. All we have is 2, 3, and 4.
Dang it.
We're cooked. What's up with all these crazy movies?
But you're glad we didn't put Dark Knight anywhere else.
Yeah.
2 and 3. Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh.
At 3.
3.
Edward. Now number 2. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That might be the worst. Might be the worst list of all time.
Just what? Terrible movies.
Just Johnny Depp movies.
Yeah, what the heck?
Imagine if
also,
we put Charlie and the Chocolate
very
Factory.
Very limited movie knowledge. I haven't seen anything. Do you want to restart?
Oh, that was so... That's such a terrible list.
Yeah, we should try out. Again. We can cut that out.
Nah, keep it in for how dumb it is.
How dumb TikTok is. We could also do bad things about summer.
Yeah, know? Everybody that's knows that. It's yeah, not like it would like, be something that we wouldn't know.
All right, annoying things about summer.
Bah.
We're going to do it right now. All right. Go. Ready?
Go.
Sweat. 3. I think it's a good.
It's not, yeah, it's good. It keeps you cool.
Keeps you cold.
Oh, wait. 4, 5. Oh, we're ranking them like
bad things about
this
summer.
Is the best.
Yeah.
Or it's like the worst.
It's all bad things about summer.
Okay.
Out of the bad things, I think sweat is like a 2 or 3.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
All right, next.
That's an everyday occurrence for me.
Allergies.
Ooh.
That's not even summer.
But, I mean, it's pretty summer.
But let's six? Say that's a seven.
When else are allergies?
Seven, you think?
Yeah.
Seven.
Spring, dude.
Dehydration.
Oh, that dehydration is bad.
Kills people. Ten is or nine?
Nine.
Nine.
It's real bad.
Insects?
Oh, ten. Hate ten.
No.
Dude, I think hate eight. Insects.
Bugs.
Fine.
Eight, bro. There's some good ones. Sunburn, ten.
No.
Sunburn's not that bad.
I've had some bad sunburns, bro.
Yeah, but you're just...
You're so sensitive.
No, I'm not. I'm not that sensitive. What do you think? Six?
Six? Sunburn?
Are you serious?
Parker, that's pretty high.
Six or ten?
Ten.
Ten.
All right, the bottom is filled up, so we've got some good ones. Swimming pools. Full swimming pools. Oh, so like swimming yeah. pools with a lot of people.
Oh, that's a party.
Full swim. Yeah, two. All right, that's solid. Fans. Oh, no, defective fan. The fan that doesn't work.
Oh, that's a six. That's a six.
That's too bad. If it was a working one. Sleeplessness. Not really summer.
Summer. Depression.
Insomnia. Yeah, I don't know. Insomnia. Five.
Diary, crippling fear.
Yeah, crippling anxiety is on here. I don't. Heat. Can be a good thing and a bad thing. What about number one?
No,
we
a
have
four.
Number one and four left.
I think we got to let number one be a scramble.
Are you serious?
Let number one pick itself.
The heat? That's you can go swimming in the heat. Traffic jams.
Oh,
really? That's
no.
what we're doing. That traffic is, jams wait, are number one.
Number one, wouldn't that be the worst thing?
No.
That's not how we were ranking it,
be
though.
The best of the worst things.
Traffic jam is the worst. That's not a summertime thing.
That's all the time.
Gosh, they got to do better on summer.
All right, everybody.
Hey, we'll see you guys next week.
Should we do one more thing?
Also, we might be the only, not the only. We're
we
not.
Might be the only podcast out there.
The earliest podcast to be able to talk about what happened on
how
Saturday.
How did I talk about Donald Trump, bro?
On Saturday.
You got too busy. There's
an
Air
attempted
Force.
Assassination on Donald
Trump. Oh, my
Donald
gosh.
Trump. All of the podcasts probably already recorded. This is why we record so late.
Kevin, so in the many week. People probably released, like the important Little clips. People
yeah.
released them like the day of.
That's okay, true. Parker.
That's true. Yeah, we're cooking. I can't believe we didn't talk about that. That's like the most important thing that's ever happened.
In our
attempted
lifetime.
Assassination on a president.
Got shot in the face. My dad called me right when it happened. He's like, "And Christy just texted me, said this crazy thing happened. I don't have service. Can you pull it up?"
Oh.
I was like, yeah. And what I was not.
Well, you called me and you're like, there's like an entrance and an exit wound. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I thought that he got shot like in the side of his face and it like. Because the clip that I saw, it looked like there was like a hole in like his cheek, like the side looked like it grazed him, but there was just blood.
There's a big investigation though, because apparently Secret Service, they shot him right after he shot. Like he shot, boom, then he was dead. There was a guy got interviewed that he was pointing at him and yelling at the Secret Service that he was for 2 to 3 minutes. He said,
"Yeah."
So why would they not have shot him? There's some random dude on a rooftop?
I don't know. It could have been like some huge miscommunication and they thought maybe he was like one of ours. Like he's out in the open, so obvious. He must just be like providing overwatch. But I don't like...
No, you know everybody.
I know, but
how?
What else excuse would you have for that?
Shoot him.
Maybe they're just, not allowed to act until someone... But like, what
no
if he actually
way.
Shot him in
that's
the
like,
head?
That's like useless.
Okay, now we get him.
Most useless Secret Service
let's
of all time.
Let him kill our president and then...
And then
we shoot him
we're
afterwards.
Going after him. Oh, crazy, it's so dude. Crazy. The fact he like we make fun of him for his face inflections, like you know, like the way he talks and like tilts his head. If he would have
like,
tilted his head, bro, he would be gone right now. It would have been in his brain. Can you imagine
crazy.
That being on live TV, Donald Trump getting shot in the head and dying? Oh my gosh. Hit his ear. Greatest
the country would have
oh,
had an
would've,
uprising.
Would've been civil war.
What would've happened.
Oh my gosh. It would have been chaos.
It would have been very bad. I would have had to run for president.
The Lord is not done.
I saw somebody Donald put that on in the background.
President Trump.
The video of him going like, fight, fight.
That was such a sick video.
I know, gosh.
Imagine shooting a man with your last bullet. And
he
stands
there. Yeah, dude, so unfazed. Incredible. And then like people in the, okay, this is also something I've been seeing a lot of. People saying that it's staged.
That's crazy.
A couple reasons why, literally not possible. Number one. The first thing people were saying was that, like, he didn't actually get shot. That it was, like, staged. He bent over, cut his ear. Someone cut his ear. He came back up. Oh, I got shot in the face. They're like, the bullets, they sound like fake gunshots. It doesn't sound like a gun. Like, you must have never heard a gun before. But also, other people in the crowd got shot. So that automatically rules that one out because other people got shot in the crowd. Then I've heard serious people saying... That no, it
care.
Was real gunshots, but he paid the, like the greatest shooter of all time to shoot him in the ear,
miss his face
from 150 yards away as he's moving.
The risk of that?
To graze his ear. And if other people die, I don't really care that much because it'll be a good photo opportunity.
They love to think miscommunications never happen. Secret Service never miscommunicate like the rest of people. They're not real. And everything's a conspiracy theory because everybody is the best actor in the world and nothing actually happens by chance.
The risk it's and all reward planned. There is just not.
Doesn't make any... Obviously, no one's ever going to hit that shot. You have to hit my earlobe from 150 yards while I'm moving. And if you miss...
I'm dead.
And you have to hit only my earlobe, not my head. How do you miss someone's head and only hit their ear on purpose?
That's crazy.
That's insanity. And then, like, yeah, crazy, bro. I cannot believe it. It was such a crazy video to watch.
There was a shooting at a Trump rally.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, some of the headlines.
It's like, no, there was an attempted assassination.
Trump rally interrupted by Secret Service.
Oh, yeah, because someone tried to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, because of his face shots.
That's the only attempted assassination I think I've ever
witnessed?
Witnessed,
ever bore witness to?
Obviously, I don't think there was any on Barack Obama. That would have been the only.
George Bush, I don't think so. Mm. I mean, at least he wasn't alive for
not
it.
When I was
someone
alive.
Threw a shoe at him.
Oh, that's true. That could have killed him.
He dodged it, though.
Miss me.
Yep. Nice try. Boom. You got another one?
Gosh, dude.
What was that?
Like, he dodges the shoe, and then those Thug Life glasses
come out on him. I thought you were singing, like, some circus tune.
Oh, yeah. Sound like a mysterious...
We gotta go. It's mom's birthday.
Yes, it
is. 6:10. We're supposed to be there at 6.
See you guys.
Peace out.
Peace.